Herzlich willkommen beim ImproLife Podcast. Agile Methoden und Trainertools für die Arbeitswelt 4.0.
Willkommen zum ImproLife Podcast. Heute aus Paris von der AN-Konferenz. Und ich bin hier mit Barbara Tint. Und mit Barbara werde ich mich jetzt ein bisschen unterhalten und switche jetzt um in Englisch. Hello, welcome to the ImproLife Academy Podcast. I'm sitting here with Barbara Tint. And Barbara Tint is the board president. How do you call this?
I guess I'm the president.
You're the president. I'm sitting here with the president. Yay! Barbara, maybe you introduce yourself in a few words.
Okay. I am, I guess, the president of the Applied Improvisation Network. We are a global organization of practitioners and scholars using improvisational methods and principles and mindsets for many things that are non-performance based. I am a professor of conflict resolution and a trainer and facilitator in a variety of contexts. I teach in humanitarian contexts. I train people in conflict resolution and dialogue and power and status and gender relations, and I use improvisational practices in all of my work.
That's beautiful. What I ask everybody is, when have you been infected by the virus of improv?
I was infected by the virus of improv in 2009. It's a very clear memory because I found this network fairly accidentally because their global conference was being held in my home city of Portland, Oregon, USA. And at the time, I had been working with many, many very traumatized populations. I was working with refugee communities and genocide survivors and people with deep, deep history of conflict and trauma. And also being an academic, which is not always a nice place, my own psyche was actually suffering from the work. And I had always been interested in experiential methodology and theater, and I heard about this network. I decided to maybe give it a try. I didn't have to travel far for it, and I went, and 4 days later I was a changed woman, and I immediately started taking improv classes, and by the next year I was teaching workshops on conflict resolution and improvisation at the future conferences.
Wow. How did improv change your life? In a few examples, maybe.
Well, improv changed my life in many ways. I think the spirit of acceptance and letting go were things that really helped me just be a better person. The notion of making others look good and being cooperative, which I always was valuing in theory, but it was not always as easy to do in practice, particularly, again, working in academia, which had a very different philosophy, actually, which was also very, you know, often competitive and ego-driven and hierarchy-driven. And it changed my life because it gave me this amazing community of people with whom I am now deeply connected. I have deep relationships, deep professional collaborations around the world of like-minded people who know the power of this work.
Mm. Maybe for people who don't know the AAN so well, you can give us some numbers. How long does the AAN exist now?
It came into being in 2002 with a group of maybe about 35 people who were beginning to understand how the power of improvisation was useful in other ways. And since then, it's grown to a network of over 6,000 people globally who are all a part of what we do. We have annual conferences of over 200 people every year somewhere on the planet. We haven't moved to the moon or outer space yet. We have LinkedIn connections. We have webinars. We have certified practitioners on our network. We have collaborations with organizations such as the Red Cross, Red Crescent Climate Center, a humanitarian organization using interactive methodology for working with communities dealing with resilience and climate challenges. And we have local and regional groups, and we're growing more and more every year.
Beautiful. I think over 40 countries?
Yep, we're in over 45 countries actually. And at each conference we have people from new countries who are incredibly amazed by what we're doing and want to grow it in their region.
Mm-hmm. Would you have ever been thinking that you're now the president of the AIF?
Well, people keep saying things like, hello, Madam President, which I find very amusing. I think we had officers because we incorporated as a nonprofit in the United States, so one of the legal requirements was that we needed officers. So it's quite amusing. But I guess at least somewhere in the United States we now have a female president.
Wonderful. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about your recent projects you're working on, Applied Info?
Yes. So I do a lot of work on issues of power and status, where we look at these dynamics and how they affect all relationships, many aspects of organization and collaboration. I'm doing a lot of work on gender right now through that lens, which is really interesting in this particular climate where lots of organizations are suddenly wanting work on gender. I am working with the Climate Center in developing participatory methodologies for them, and I am using these methods in teaching dialogue and dialogue methods and practices to many groups around the world.
Wow. Did you see some changes in the last maybe 10 years about how improv or how applied improv is finding its way into business and science? And do you have an
idea? Yes, yes. It's really become much more widely accepted as a viable and credible methodology. It used to be the kind of thing where, oh yeah, they wanted the improv people to come for the team retreat, you know, to have fun, but more and more people are seeing its really, really deep impact. Our next conference is going to be held with the Alan Alda Center for Science and Communication at Stony Brook University on Long Island. And Alan Alda realized the power of these methods in teaching scientists how to communicate. And he's had his center for 10 years now. And people are using this to teach doctors and medical students. It's being taught at leadership schools all around the world, places like Google and Apple. And there's just no, as Alan Alda has said himself, there's no place that improv can't help people who are engaged with each other in communication and collaboration.
Wonderful. So one or two things you take away from this conference?
I take away from this conference the amazing capacity of what happens when people come together in a spirit of generosity, a spirit of collaboration with creativity and intelligence and flexibility and adaptability. And, you know, there are things that people are focusing on a lot right now, topics of resilience and agility and adaptability. And we see that cross-disciplinary people from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of focus areas are coming together around this methodology in ways that join us, and I believe so deeply in its power and its impact in all arenas.
Wow. Can you give us a little bit an idea what will happen next year in New York?
Well, I know we're going to be a bigger conference. Yeah. We sold out this year, and we've already planned for that. I believe we're going to be really collaborating with the center, at Alan Alda Center, and so we're at this stage really planning the program. We're going to have a variety of programs in New York City prior to the conference, where we go out into the city and we see how improvisation is being used on a daily basis. And at the university, we're going to have a variety of tracks related to academia and community intervention. And there will probably be some performance. And I hope we're going to have a fabulous time.
Great. When can we sign in?
As soon as they put up the registration link, which has not happened yet.
Okay. So thank you very much, Barbara. It was beautiful to talk to you and see you again here in Paris.
Thank you, Ella, for all of the work you do. I know how important this practice is to you and how much you have done to advance this practice in Germany.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Mehr Infos über die Impro-Live-Akademie und unsere Angebote findet ihr online auf www.impro-live-akademie.com.